This is program number LW2130. Well, when the late President Calvin Coolidge came home from church one Sunday morning in Vermont years ago, Mrs. Coolidge, who had to stay home that morning, asked him, "What did the preacher preach about today?" Silent Cal never used more words than he had to. "What did the preacher preach about?" Coolidge said simply, "Sin." "What did he say about it?" Mrs. Coolidge persisted. Cal said, "He was against it." Enough said. God help us to be against sin. You know, we've excused ourselves for so many years now that we've forgotten, I'm convinced, that there is a real thing called sin. I was in the Capitol building in Jefferson City, Missouri a few weeks ago, looking through the museum, which is just a few steps away from the rotunda in that beautiful building. In one particular showcase, there were pictures and artifacts of some of the great Missouri outlaws. A lady stepped up behind me. I was looking at a picture of Jesse James, the famous outlaw in the late 1800s. There we stood, two strangers looking at the same picture, apparently thinking the same thing. She said, "Jesse James was a mean man, wasn't he?" "Yep," said I, wondering just how mean he was during his day. Then she made a true observation. Following up on her thought, she said, "Seems we don't want to call anybody mean today, do we?" True again. We don't, do we? Seems we'd rather make excuses, hiding our heads in the sand like the proverbial ostrich. I believe in giving a man the benefit of the doubt, but that doesn't suggest poking your eyes out in refusing to look at what the facts prove. Listen, there are some mean people today. The tens of thousands of children, for example, who are running away from home today are not running into the arms of a compassionate society. Never before in the history of our nation has business been better for child pornographers, for pimps using children in prostitution rings. Never have we been so deluged with cases of drug abuse. Who knows how many pushers there are, caring nothing about lives they're destroying. All they want is the money they can make. Our world is filled with mean people. Let's not excuse them by calling just their actions a little shady. We have some mean people. I know it's an outdated word, but it's still real. Sin. It seems we want to sugarcoat everything. We want to call it simply an alternate lifestyle or gay rights. God calls it sin. When it's a friend, we'd rather say she's having an affair. God calls it adultery. God calls it sin. We may want to excuse it and call it a gift, but really it's a bribery, a kickback. It's dishonest. It's wrong. It's sin. We've excused everything around us, yet never have people had more problems, problems with the people they know, the people they love and work with, relationship problems, problems with themselves, not liking themselves, having trouble forgiving themselves, internal problems. To take care of them, we've got to admit what the source of it is, face up to it, admit it, and then do something about it. It's sin. In 1966, Reader's Digest carried an article written by Dr. Smiley Blanton called "The Bible's Timeless and Timely Insights." In the article, Dr. Blanton said, "The other day a new patient noticed a Bible lying on my desk." "Do you, a psychiatrist, read the Bible?" the patient asked. "I not only read it," Blanton answered, "I study it. It's the greatest textbook on human behavior ever written. If people would absorb its message," Blanton said, "a lot of us psychiatrists would close our offices and go fishing." The patient thought he had meant only a token study of the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule, but Dr. Blanton explained it was much deeper. He continued, "Take your own case. For the past hour, you've been telling me how you've tried this and tried that, all to no avail. It's pretty obvious that you're worrying yourself into a state of acute anxiety, isn't it?" After Dr. Blanton shared some truths from the Bible about this thing called sin, and after he showed what the Bible says, that God can forgive sin, the patient said, "Maybe I should do a little Bible reading on my own." Hey, that's the point. Sin is the source of our problems. Let's face it. Let's be real. Only then can we do something about it. I'm Larry West with World Radio. And I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free, right before you can care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.